1st, which is the 2018 Farm Bill reauthorization, and this is a briefing. There were no other public comments for your last one on number 20. So, Mike, I'll turn it over to you.
All right. Can everybody hear me okay? I want to make sure I'm not crowding the microphone. So,
maybe a touch closer. Yeah.
How was that? All right. Well, good afternoon, Chair Smith, Vice Chair Carpenter, Commissioners, and Director Storr. It's a pleasure to be here to brief you this afternoon on reauthorization of the Farm Bill. Many of you probably haven't met me before, so I'll give you a quick background on what I do. I am our Farm Bill Coordinator, so I'm the liaison with two USDA agencies, the Natural Resources Conservation Service and Farm Service Agency, and I'm also our rep on the State Conservation Commission. So today's presentation, I'm going to give you a little bit of real brief background on the Farm Bill, why it's important in Washington, and some of the benefits that we see from it, and also some of the efforts we're doing to promote fish and wildlife conservation in the next Farm Bill. The Farm Bill began in 1933 in response to the Dust Bowl. The first time that we had a conservation title in the Farm Bill was 1985 with the advent of the Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP. CRP provides incentives for farmers to take land out of production and plant perennial vegetation to reduce soil erosion and also improve water quality and wildlife habitat. The Farm Bill is the largest source of funding for conservation on private lands, with nearly $28 billion in the 2014 Farm Bill. These programs focus on conservation of soil, water, air, plant, animal, and human resources. The Farm Bill directs policy and sets funding levels for a variety of federal programs related to agriculture, 12 titles in all. The vast majority of funding, as you can see from the pie chart in the 2014 Farm Bill, was allocated to nutrition programs. The conservation title, the green slice in the chart, was 6% of the 2014 Farm Bill, and that'll be the focus of today's presentation. Forestry title plays a role in fish and wildlife conservation work on private lands. Farm Bill is typically run for 5 years. The current Farm Bill expires September 30 of 2018. Eligibility for these Farm Bill programs is typically restricted to private and tribal landowners. That's about 57% of the land base here in Washington. The requirements vary by program and often include income or payment caps. There's a lot of fish and wildlife conservation work that takes place on private lands. These voluntary and incentive-based approach of Farm Bill programs attracts and rewards willing landowners. In some cases, for example, protecting air or water quality, the Farm Bill conservation programs can ease regulatory burdens on producers. There's also the option of providing regulatory predictability under the Endangered Species Act. And, of course, that would be in consultation with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and National Marine Fisheries Service. Farm Bill is often an integral part of partnerships on private lands. NRCS, which is the technical agency for Farm Bill programs, has about 50 vacant positions here in Washington, so they're really low on capacity, and they rely on the partners to fill those needs. Often Farm Bill funds are the start of a project, and partners such as NGOs, land trusts, tribes, conservation districts, and other state agencies step up and leverage Farm Bill funding with non-federal funding or expertise. A couple examples in Washington are land trusts using USDA conservation easement funding, partnered up with match from WWRP easements. USDA, Pheasants Forever, and WDFW partnering up to fund biologists that provide technical assistance under the Sage-Grouse Initiative. And the largest example is a program called the Regional Conservation Partnership Program. And as of 2017, that's 10 projects that NRCS has funded to the tune of $48.5 million. relationships with the landowners and the partners are the key to make all these programs work. Many groups have a keen interest in the Farm Bill, and over the last year have released policy priorities for the next Farm Bill. Priorities vary depending on the group. Producer groups typically favor safety net programs, while the NGOs and state fish and wildlife agencies favor conservation programs. There is a lot of common ground, however. One example is maintaining the Conservation Reserve Program, although the opinions vary on how many acres should be allowed in that program, so they're going to hash that out in the next Farm Bill. The Association of Fish and Wildlife Agencies released their policy platform in 2018, or for the 2018 Farm Bill, back in March of 2017, and WDFW has developed a platform similar but tailored to Washington specifically. Megan West, our Farm Bill Coordinator in Public Affairs, have put together some really great resources that'll be on the next slide, including a folio, several infographics, and some videos that we shot out at Farm Bill funded project sites. So I included these materials in your packet in case you'd like to view them in greater detail. We plan on posting these on our website. We have a beta Farm Bill webpage in development right now. Hopefully we'll have that up soon because Congress is talking about taking up the Farm Bill here in the next few weeks. We'll see if they actually do or not. And we'll also have those videos that we recorded on our social media pages as well. WDFW staff works on Farm Bill programs at the local, state, and the national level, ranging from assistance with planning and implementation projects on the ground to developing policies and partnerships. We actively participate as a lead or partner on many projects funded through the Farm Bill. Our team of 14 private lands wildlife biologists work with producers on private lands conservation and recreational access projects. Habitat program staff work on aquatic species conservation projects and also provide information on fish and wildlife habitat needs for the voluntary stewardship program. In many cases, conservation projects lead to recreational access projects and vice versa. So the following slides are going to be some examples of the WDFW Farm Bill efforts, but they certainly don't represent all of that work. State Acres for Wildlife Enhancement, or SAFE initiative, is a partnership between USDA and state fish and wildlife agencies with the intent of providing quality wildlife habitat through the CRP. We have five SAFE programs in Washington. They're outlined there on the map. In the interest of time, I'm going to buzz through, but the pink one, the Grouse SAFE, is far and away the largest in the state. It's about 74,000 acres enrolled there. In total, we have 110,000 acres that farmers have enrolled in the program. Typically, the vegetation that we plant on these sites is shrub steppe habitat. The Palouse Prairie SAFE would be the exception to that. That's more grasslands and forbs. Importantly, WDFW has a contribution agreement with the Natural Resources Conservation Service where they pay 75% of our costs to provide assistance for the SAFE program. So that provides a nice benefit for us. Usually about $70,000 per year, but it varies based on what their annual budget allocation is. This photo was taken in May of 2010. It is a bunch of farmers camped out in front of the Douglas County USDA Service Center. And any of you who have ever been through Waterville know this is a really small, quiet town. And there was so much interest in this initial Grouse SAFE sign up that people camped out to hold their place in line. And they were lined up down all the streets around this building. And all the acres were signed up within a couple days. So in response to that, USDA has awarded additional acres to that program several times. Douglas County is a real hotbed of wildlife conservation in our state. The producers there really are supportive of that. One of the interesting things is that through years of research that we've done, we've documented how important CRP is to sage and sharp-tailed grouse. They really seem to prefer to nest in that habitat. Another example that's ongoing there is that Foster Creek Conservation District is leading a multi-species general conservation plan for the prairie grouse, Washington ground squirrel, and Columbia Basin pygmy rabbit. So a lot of great work going on there, and farm bill programs, CRP in particular, are very important.
Thanks, Mike. Can you explain how SAFE relates to CRP if the additional awarded acres to SAFE, were they removed from existing CRP, that kind of relationship?
Sure. So there are two flavors of CRP. There's what's called continuous CRP, which SAFE is one version of that. There's also the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program that Conservation Commission has for riparian buffers. Continuous CRP is non-competitive. So as long as a producer has land within that eligible area and there are acres available to sign up, they can walk in the door any day of the year to sign up. General CRP is competitive, and they usually announce a sign-up sometimes every year, usually more like every 2 or 3 years. And producers come in the door when the Farm Service Agency announces a sign-up and put their offers in, and they compete with every other farmer across the nation. And those contracts are only 10 years, where SAFE can be up to 15 years. And it also has much higher incentives, up to 90% cost share versus only 50% for general CRP. So
are SAFE acres over and above?
So there is a national acreage cap for CRP. Right now it's 24 million acres, which is causing a lot of problems because they're almost up to that level. And continuous CRP does count against that cap. And one of the changes proposed for the next farm bill is if we could have that not be the case.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Any other questions? All right. So here's the biggest program, the Regional Conservation Partnership Program, or RCPP. Try to buzz through this really quickly. The upper table, that shows the statewide efforts. The lower table is a WDFW-led project in Southwest Washington, where we're partnering with DNR, the Conservation Commission, and 8 conservation districts to work with small forest landowners on fish and wildlife conservation, water quality, and forest health issues. Something unique about this project is a program called the Healthy Forest Reserve Program, which provides conservation easements for ESA-listed species, state-listed species, as well as candidates. And this will be the second time it's been available here in Washington. There's also a project in the Spokane watershed that has that as well. So that would be tailored to benefit spotted owl, marbled murrelet, fisher, and multiple salmonids in that geographic area. Voluntary Public Access and Habitat Incentive Program. This is a program that the Game Division applies for grant funding through. It provides funding for public access and habitat improvement on private lands. It's only state fish and wildlife agencies and tribes are eligible to apply. Very popular nationwide. Lots of support for continuing it. In fact, there's a marker bill in Congress that suggests that they should award $150 million for this program in the next farm bill. For comparison, the 2014 farm bill was $40 million, so this would be really nice. We've received funding through VPA HIP on 3 different occasions, and very helpful. So you can use it on an individual landowner basis, or some states have used funding to purchase rights of way through private lands to get to in-held public lands. The Environmental Quality Incentives Program provides cost share to implement conservation projects that address basically every natural resource concern under the sun. Again, the upper table is statewide, an estimate of how much money was spent from 2016 to 2017 on wildlife conservation in Washington. The lower table details some efforts by our fish passage and screening staff. through a contribution agreement with NRCS, where they also receive funding to provide assistance. On the map there, you can see it's a little bit difficult probably, but there are 22 projects they've helped with on the west side of the mountains and six on the east side, to the tune of almost $3.1 million total. So a lot of good work happening there. These are just some examples from a poster that Sean Taylor, one of our Habitat program staff, prepared last year to show you some of the work that they do with this NRCS funding. So it handles fish passage barriers, fish screening projects, in-stream habitat complexity. They can improve that. Lots of different work that they do. Finally, there's the Voluntary Stewardship Program. This was created by the legislature in 2011 to provide an option to protect critical areas and maintain agriculture viability through voluntary incentive-based approach versus the regulatory approach under the Growth Management Act. The State Conservation Commission administers VSP. There are 27 counties that opted into the program, and they're shaded in blue on the background map there. To this point in time, 11 counties have submitted their plans and have been approved. All of them have to be approved by the end of this year. WDFW habitat biologists participate in local watershed groups that help develop these plans. And then we are also a member of the statewide technical panel, as well as Ecology, Department of Agriculture, and the Conservation Commission that reviews each of these plans before sending them to the Executive Director of the Conservation Commission for final approval.
Does that involve the regional watershed planning or fish enhancement groups, RFEGs?
In some cases, there is overlap. The lead entity groups would have some tie-in with this sometimes. The way that it works, though, is the counties actually lead the effort, and a lot of them are hiring contractors to actually develop the plan. But there is a local group that invites participation from everybody. All right. So the key takeaways: the Farm Bill provides the bulk of funding for conservation on private lands. These voluntary and incentive-based programs work. They put fish and wildlife conservation on the ground and reward landowners for good stewardship. This funding is critical to many fish and wildlife conservation projects on private lands, and it's important to at least maintain or better yet increase this funding in the next Farm Bill. And I'll open it up to questions. Thank you very much for the opportunity to be here today.
Thanks, Mike. This is really important stuff you're doing, you know.
Yes,
and,
it is.
And I'm glad you brought it to our, again, brought it to our attention, because it hits lots of bells and whistles, and I
just wanted to add. So I took a look at those one pagers that have been developed, and it has our department positions on it, reflecting, I guess, AFWA. How can we help? This is really important stuff, and it's coming up fast.
Hopefully, it is. Yes. We'll see.
The sunset is coming up fast.
Yeah, there's talk that they may extend it for a year, which has been common practice over the years.
Right.
So we'll see. But I think the biggest thing is just to get the word out that this is important to fish and wildlife conservation and access. A lot of people probably don't connect those issues with the Farm Bill.
Right.
And I know I didn't, even in my prior jobs, until I took this job. It was really eye-opening for me to see how this fits in with WDFW's efforts in particular. So there's all kinds of different ideas floating around out there right now, and I can't nail down anything about where this is going to fall into place. But I think just continuing to hammer home the message that this is important and make sure there is funding for conservation is what we need to be doing.
And fellow commissioners, if you hadn't taken a look at the one-pagers, they're very useful if we are going to be distributing information. They're kind of a handout that we can provide.
Are they?
Yeah. Yeah. They're the slide that he showed. They're also part of
it. It's in the back.
Yeah, it's in the notebook.
Yeah, the notebook. Yeah.
I just wanted to say thank you, Mike. And I've been fortunate to work with Mike a little bit in some of the work I'm doing now. And as a it's just so important that tie to the private lands and how those ranchers and farmers are tied into NRCS and Farm Service Agency, and how those programs and those funds have been coming out to those landowners for many years. That tie to the wildlife implications of that is huge. And you don't even realize until you realize, like in Douglas County, with what, 15,000 acres coming out of CRP, I think that's the about right, and this no year, replacement yep. money for it. That's huge to a lot of species that we talk about every day and their survival and their, you know, keep them on or off endangered lists. I mean, it's a lot of it is right now on the brink because of all this land that went into CRP. As a matter of course, we had staff that were going back to Washington, D.C. to talk to legislators about different programs, and I suggested that they contact some folks on the Farm Bill. They said, do you have any materials that we can, you know, take back there and show? And I just contacted Mike. He had all this material. They went and visited key legislators. So important, really valuable work that he's doing.
Thank you.
Drew.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Chair. It's exciting to see the number of the commissioners know about this program, have been involved in the program, are so supportive. Mike does a great job. Early in his slide, there was a mention about the partnerships and the, you know, the connections we've made with other groups that might not naturally connect with us mm-hmm. around common interests and values, the voluntary nature of it all. It's just a real important piece of the business we do, and sometimes I worry about Mike being all by himself out there, you know, a little bit, and I know that's not the case, but it's great to have him as part of the team, and just thanks, Mike, for the work you do.
Thank you.
And I'll second what was said. Let us know if we can do anything. You know, just keep us in the loop, because this, if anything should have the word bipartisan written on it, this is one of those.
Definitely.
But we live in unusual or trying times, so don't lose faith or hope.
No, I won't, and okay. I'll be sure that we make you aware when that webpage is online, because yeah. all those resources will be there, as well as the videos, and it'll be much easier to distribute information that way. Okay. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Good job.